Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the 5280 Esports Podcast. I'm your host, Lamar Chetri. We have today with us a very special guest. We have Evan. He is the founder of 99 Overall. They're a new gamer box product, or I guess brand, everything. He'll tell you more about it. But anyway, I'm here with Evan today. He's going to talk to us a little bit about how he started it, kind of his strategy through everything, how he grew it, and kind of where he's at today. Evan, thank you so much for being here with us today. If you would like to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, kind of like your background, you can go for it.
Yeah, no. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Lamar. Appreciate the opportunity to come talk esports whenever I can.
Definitely.
So, you know, to start, I'm Evan. I am one of three co-founders of 99 OVR, or which is short for 99 Overall. My younger brother Jared and our best friend Matt make up the full founding team. We started the company about 3 years ago. You know, we were gamers our whole lives. You know, I'm from the generation of, I started with, you know, the GameCubes, Nintendos, and the Game Boys and the PSPs, all the PlayStations, all the Xboxes, and, you know, so on and so forth. Mainly a sports video game player because I was also an athlete. You know, we were all athletes growing up, so we loved just, you know, either recreating ourselves in sports games or just playing that before we actually went and played the sport we were going to go play. You know, staying in season and so on, and being from Pittsburgh, you know, huge sports fans and supporters of all the Pittsburgh sports as well. So, you know, we being in high school, like in the 2009, 2013, like the opportunities that we see today certainly weren't there, at least not as many, you know, but so we went, we got regular careers, all graduated college, doing sales, you know, so we worked our way in inside sales and outside sales, worked for, you know, I personally worked for like large corporations like Sprint, T-Mobile, and then got into like industrial outside sales. And then finally, as COVID hit, as a salesperson, I was able to spend more time not traveling so much and kind of being home, you know, getting to game a little bit more. And so as I got that time, you know, we all kind of just wanted to see if we could create a company in esports and ultimately use our skills of, you know, sales, marketing, relationship building, and use it as a side project, and then, you know, eventually have it be our full-time job where we're providing various custom apparel, promotional items, collectible items for, you know, not only through our company, but making these custom things for schools, for content creators, for huge gaming events. So that's kind of where we are now, kind of how we got to where we are as a company. Sorry, I know that was kind of rambling for a bit.
No, but that's kind of an overview. So for everyone listening, so 99 Overall, I guess if you wanted to kind of condense it, what you guys do, I know you guys do a few things. You guys are very involved in the esports communities and gaming, but I guess let everyone know kind of like, so you have a box, right? And then you also have like a event side of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So when we first started, we were semi-competitive NBA 2K players. And as we were building the company, we wanted to go and be a sponsor, like an in-person experience event sponsor, and like really try to build our brand that way. Mm-hmm. So we had a, you know, in-person like 3-point shooting contest at the 2K tournament in Philadelphia, like kind of like a local host, and we're building our brand. So we decided like we could, as a company, we could take all of like the brand partners that we have been meeting, such as Drink on the Sly, Gamer Advantage, Velari, the gaming pillow, DeskGuard desk pads. And we were realizing, hey, we can create a really cool promotional box that you could either, you know, one, buy as a consumer, you know, as a gift for somebody, or just any way to enhance your gaming experience with new items from startups, or just little accessories, depending on if you were a PC, Xbox, PlayStation, or Nintendo Switch player. And so it kind of culminated into the original, what we're calling the first edition of the Gamer Box, which we are working on, you know, edition two. But yeah.
So you guys were competitive 2K players. You kind of networked your way into the gaming industry, right? And so you've partnered with a lot of these brands. And so your idea was to come up with a box that had different promotional items from each of those brands. And then from there, someone could buy it, or you can do it anything else with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to have the promotional items in there as far as promoting the other brands, because we thought what they were doing in esports was really cool. Sly, you know, being a healthy organic drink, combating the normal energy drinks in esports. Gamer Advantage being a blue light glasses company. So they were able to provide us with a small promotional screen and lens kit cleaner. And then as the box progressed and we got some feedback from our network of, you know, competitive players, parents, you know, kids that were, you know, playing Fortnite, you know, just any type of angle that we could really see. They wanted more accessories, things that they could actually use, like when they got the box. So we added in a few different like headset holders or specific gaming accessories for Xbox, PlayStation, and so on. Where you could kind of customize it, and you knew that you were going to get like that value when you got it. Yeah.
So how did you guys come up with this idea? Because when I first heard about it, I thought it was something similar to, you know, those companies where you almost like you subscribe, right? And then they send you a box every month, and then you decide what you keep or send back, or you just like kind of like the watch one where they send you different watches and then you just keep them, and then you just keep the subscription going. I thought it was something like that, but it's a little bit different. For everyone listening, it's a box that they've cultivated from different brands, and it's a really good value. It's basically you buy a box, but you get way more value than what you paid for, right?
Yeah, exactly. We try to have a minimum of over $200 in value in the box, and that's between all the items and then plus the various rewards that you could win. So no matter what, anytime you buy a box, you will receive a bronze, a silver, or a gold reward, which is an additional bonus item from either us or our brand partners, like a 24 pack of Sly, an actual custom pair of the blue light glasses, and so on. And so, you know, we have the Gamer Box as far as it being the consumer product, you know, number one. And then we also, in a lot of different cases, can customize what's in the box for specific gaming tournaments. So if you're having like a Super Smash Brothers tournament, we can customize the box to have all the Nintendo Switch items in there and accessories in there, along with, you know, whatever the venue might ask for, you know, hats or beanies or socks or wristbands, you know, that as well.
Very cool. Yeah, you guys should definitely check it out. It's at 99overall.com, right? 99ovr.com
or .gg.
Yeah. .gg. Yeah, so everyone should check it out. They got some really cool stuff. You can see that we've got the hoodies on. I've been wearing it, I think, in all the podcasts. It's my podcast.
We appreciate it.
But they got some awesome stuff. We got a box. We were actually in a box. We put some stickers and some merch codes in there this year. It's a super, really cool, like the art on there is awesome. The products you get are really, actually, they're a really good quality. Better quality than what you would normally think would come in anything in promotional boxes. But yeah, it was a super nice box with tons of cool stuff that everyone would use. So you guys came up with this idea. How did you have to manufacture anything, or how was the process of you becoming that, you know, getting to where you're at now?
Yeah. So, through Drink on the Sly, we met a variety of different manufacturers. They're super knowledgeable in that business because it's not even their first drink. It's their second one. So they've done all kinds of trial and testing, help like shipping practices, you know, storage. Really, we started, you know, we we wanted to just start with the first box and then a variety of items and just to kind of see how that went. So we had like, you know, just a small little storage unit and we're like, we're just going to, you know, do it straight out of here, all the packaging and see how that goes. As we got more brand partners and so on, we realized, okay, we need to make the box a little bit bigger. And when we first started, you know, with that, we said, let's try to really just move through like 50 boxes. And that was like in the local area. And so we did that with, you know, just local promoting through local events and then posting, you know, in our network on through our social medias. And then that way we kind of used the videos of boxes that we sent to people, some people that bought them as like testimonials to say, hey, this is, you know, the current box, get the feedback on the drink and the different items into what ultimately a box is today, like when you order it.
Hmm. So you started locally and you just like went different events. Did you sell them or were you giving them away or how did you kind of get a lot going?
Yeah, a lot of giving them away in the beginning, just because, you know, it's a kind of a brand new thing. You know, you mentioned before, like a lot of boxes are, hey, you pay X amount of dollars per month, you're going to get new mystery things or, you know, you get a pick. We wanted this just to be like the first box and then come up with another box that was just better than the first box, you know, with more stuff in it, more value and better prizes and so on. So we connected with our local high school, Cannon McMillan, shout out. And we realized that they had a huge esports club. You know, so we wanted to go in, we talked about kind of like who we were, and we provided a few boxes for different Super Smash Brothers tournaments that they hold like on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And then we did that for a lot of different schools just to kind of say, hey, here's who we are. Here's, you know, something of value that you can hand out to students, you know, to enhance their gaming experience and so on. So that's how we first started. We did get invited to like other larger events that we traveled to Orlando for a Madden event, a tech conference, and another GCX gaming community expo. And those are just, you know, if you're familiar with gaming events, running a booth, having a fan experience, trying to talk about our products and so on. Yeah.
I was going to try and pull up, I was going to try and pull up your guys' website here. Does it show it now? Does it show on your website?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So, for everyone watching, if you go to the item shop, so these are going to be the boxes that, they sell. And before we get into it, everyone can see there's a exclusive Madden box and there's a tactical grandma box, which I'm just assuming you guys partnered, you found these big content creators, you partner with them, you create a box for them, and they get to customize the items, right?
Yeah. So they kind of, you know, we connected with, the Madden god, Ciabatta Mitch. He runs a tournament every year where he has all the best Madden players come and they play in person in a 1 day tournament and they have awesome prizes. So we were there as a sponsor and he had saw our box and kind of said, hey, you know, can I put my face on a box and all my merch in a box and have that be something that I can give away at my events, you know, give away on my stream. And then also, you know, have as like a product for me where a lot of the times when we work with content creators that have a huge following like this, they're trying to raise money for either a charity or in his case, he's trying to raise money for the Skills Center, which is being built in Tampa, Florida. And so, you know, part of his proceeds go to the Skills Center in Tampa, Florida, where it's going to be like an esports venue with his company, his agency that he's a part of, High Point Gamer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for his case, that was his. And then Tactical Grandma, who is awesome. She's a grandma who lives in her kid's basement and streams Call of Duty and is amazing and attends events all over. She specifically wanted a ton of like Call of Duty related tactical type items. So you can see we have like her holding her own AR-15 and all of her proceeds go to St. Jude. So, you know, a lot of the times we put a big project together, try to fill like a pre-order list, explain like what we're doing. And these are really the first times that we're doing these bigger boxes and stuff for content creators. We have a variety of other creators where we're working on just like one or two items. Not like really a full box.
Cause but these are big, kind of big names. Were you able to like reach out to them, or how did you get connected with them?
Really just through, like, you know, number one, LinkedIn, as far as really connecting with like people that are at the top of like the agency or like the decision makers. And then just through showing up, you know, we attended the 2K event in Philadelphia. Through that, we met people that were part of the Madden events in Orlando, got connected with them. And, now we're working with them. We work with Drink on the Sly. They were able to connect us with Tactical Grandma, who they had been at events with and got invited to events with. So it's just networking. And, you know, at the time you talk to somebody, it might not be of value. You might be able to help them more than, you know, they can help you at the time, but really it's just saying, hey, this is what we're doing. This is, mm-hmm. you know, who we are. You know, at the time when we came up with the Gamer Box, we really weren't thinking, okay, the next move is definitely to do it for like a, you know, a content creator of like this stature or anything like that. So just kind of take it as they come.
Yeah. Cause those are two big names, like in Madden, Shibata Mitch, I think he's probably one of the bigger Madden, creators. And then Tactical Grandma is a huge creator for Call of Duty. So I didn't know how you were able to reach out to them, or, you know, people listening, how they reach out to different content creators, you know, yeah. But yeah, that's really good. And I was going to show, but, I got kicked out, so I had to load back in. I wanted to show some of the products that you guys carry. But they've got some really cool stuff. If you go to the website, they can look at the collections, kind of what's in them. A lot of different like apparel, accessories, really cool stuff. Did you guys like have a designer that created everything, like even your box? Because the box design is one of the coolest things I think.
Thank you. That's that's really just our team. You know, Matt does a ton of the design work. And that was really just for him and for me, just, you know, kind of like a hobby. The things we always did, we always different, you know, created various rosters in video games or uniforms or things like that. So it's really just like letting our creative juices flow. We do a ton of work in Canva because, you know, we were business majors. We weren't like design majors. So we had to teach ourselves like really everything, like web design and everything like that. So yeah, when we're working with a content creator, we really just go back and forth and say, you know, challenge us, you know, what's an item, something unique, and we'll go see, you know, in our network if there's somebody that we can work with to create that item, you know, and make it a part of the offer.
So you guys do the design work for the content or for the, what would you say, influencers that you get?
Yeah, like all the designs for like, the designs for the box and the items are all done either from our team or if the creator has like an agency they work with, oftentimes they'll at least number one, they'll send you approve or, you know, in some cases they want to design a lot of things as well. And so it could be a mixture of both. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I didn't know. Yeah. That's nice to be able to have access to that. So you have the box set up, and then did you guys start hosting events or sponsoring events? Because on your guys' website, it shows that you guys, let me see. So if you go to like services, you guys do marketing, ad campaigns, events, visuals. So it's almost like you've expanded, right?
Yeah, for sure. So we, you know, we don't have our own personal venue, but we do work with a local Pittsburgh venue called the Resonating Esports. And they're really the only venue in Pittsburgh that has like the full setup to be able to run tournaments through them. And also the governing body of esports in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the PIEA, we work with them to sponsor events. So we'll either be like a table sponsor. And then in the case of like the marketing and promotion side are like the actual items, you know, so any item that you see in a gamer box or in one of the creators' boxes or on our website, we could customize for an event specifically. So that could be like a swag bag item that a VIP event, like a VIP attendee would get, or even like promotional boxes for someone that's a sponsor at an event, if that makes sense.
Okay. They can give them out. Yeah. So you can help host events for someone. So like, let's say an org wanted to come and throw an event, they could come out, reach out to you and kind of help get the event set up. Plus you can create a custom box for them.
Exactly. Yeah. Custom box. Sorry, go ahead.
So you guys are out of Pittsburgh, you said?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you guys, I don't know if you saw, I had Liam from Knights.
Yeah.
You guys should get hooked up with them because they're a big org over out there. And that'd be a cool collaboration if you guys, I can get you guys hooked up.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've connected with the Knights before. I know that they've done a ton. We didn't help sponsor because, you know, they're pretty sophisticated. They're mm-hmm. when they come to run an event, they got the whole, like, they have the technical
setup.
They have everything. Yeah. So, and they work with the same venue. They have their mm-hmm. own, like a smaller spot. I know, like, where their team plays and practices, but, mm-hmm. no, they're the definitely like leading professional, in the area. So it's cool to see them grow for sure. Yeah.
So, I guess from you guys, where you started till now, what has been some of like your biggest successes and some of the biggest challenges in building your brand?
I would say, you know, some of the biggest successes has just been being able to work, I would say, with a local high school esports, mm-hmm. with the clubs. You know, we first connected with them just trying to learn like where they were. Every club needed funding. That was the number one thing. So we kind of said, okay, well, let's set up a program where we could create the custom merchandise. We could make it available, you know, via our website so we can handle all the back end stuff at no cost to the school, and then allow them to generate funds and raise funds for equipment and travel and tournament fees and things like that every time they sell a product. So through our fundraising program, that's what the schools are able to do. So that's been one of the most fun / I would say like biggest successes of our company, is being able to set that up successfully and have success in helping those clubs like raise the funds. Yeah.
Cool. And what have you found been the most difficult things you run into?
I would say trying to understand all the different audiences that our products have the potential to reach. You know, mm-hmm. when we're first talking about marketing to you know, for the gamer box, that really has a specific audience. And then when we move to work with a content creator, they're a streamer, you know, they have a whole entire different way of approaching their audience, and, you know, different opportunities to sell. Wow, this is really like a totally brand new product to the consumer. So, you know, a lot of the time people are kind of looking at it and they don't really understand what it is right away. Mm-hmm. You know, so it takes a few more touches and it takes a lot of trial and error to understand, like, what are we failing at? You know, why aren't we getting enough attention on it to, oh, okay, this is really successful. That was a great, you know, video, or that was a mm-hmm. great, you know, giveaway. But always challenges in trying to, you know, work with like a new product like that.
So how did you come up with the name for the brand? 99 overall, to me, as a Madden player or as any sports player, is the best, right?
Right. Exactly. So being a sports, you know, athletes and also, you know, sports video game players, that was always the trying to get your character to 99, or, you know, going in there and editing every character to be 99 overall. So mm-hmm. just taking, you know, taking that and just putting it towards, like, you know, as people and as a company, so as individuals and as a company as a whole, like working towards 99 and just that level of, you know, greatness was the idea. Yeah.
I love the name. I thought that was super clever. so what is, now that you got where you're at in your, I guess, brand, size, what is your day-to-day kind of look like, or what is your kind of responsibilities at 99 overall?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the CEO, and you know, we have the three founders. We all have a bunch of different duties that we work on. I would say my main, you know, day to day is I go anywhere from consistently meeting with our brand partners / schools or new opportunities, you know, mm-hmm. to either sign schools up for a fundraising program, work with new events, to create custom, you know, promotional items for the events, or, you know, following up on the next stage of where we're at with the content creator and their box or their particular items and stuff that we're working on. Mm-hmm. While all at the same time, you know, we're not at the stage yet as a company where we have, you know, hundreds of employees or anything like that. So, you know, when we get a bunch of orders in, it's us going and fulfilling the orders and making sure that, you know, they're packed, they're packed correctly and exact to, you know, everything that the customer orders. So wear many hats, try to keep it organized as much as I can, but you know, usually it's a good bit. Yeah.
So, cause it is a unique product. I mean, looking in, that was probably the hardest thing for me to grasp too, was figuring out what exactly it is. I think trying to communicate to the masses of, hey, it's a box that you buy or that somebody creates for you, you know, a certain influencer that you like or celebrity, that you get more value than what it is. And it's specific to kind of what you're interested in. I thought was a great idea, and it hasn't been seen before other than the subscription service, but I think you guys did a great job. So what do you guys have coming up? I guess, what are your kind of your roadmap looking like for 2024?
Yeah. So since we started working with all the schools, we got into a 10 recruiting combine where the high school players are, competing in various tournaments or challenges in front of you know, 10s, 20s, colleges and coaches and scouts. So we've found ourselves in a cool position, like through our brand partners with like Drink on the Sly, to be able to help sponsor / host various recruiting combines. So one we're working on is going to be in April, and it's actually going to be in Westerville, Ohio. So we work in Pittsburgh and then also Ohio because we're really close to them. So we work with Esports Ohio. So we're a recruiting combine where we're going to have different colleges like Ohio State and Akron, Columbus-based area schools as well, come out for one full day of recruiting the high schools in the surrounding area. So anywhere from like Columbus to Pittsburgh high schools are going to be welcome to come out to that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Shout out to South Suburban Esports. Actually, you guys should get in touch because they're that hub I was talking about. They're one of like the venues that they host different tournaments at. So you guys should definitely get connected, which brings me. So if anyone wanted to reach out to you guys, I'm assuming all your socials are 99OVR.
Yeah. 99OVR GG. A lot of them have the GG on the end of it. Yeah.
And you guys are always taking on, are you guys always taking on different sponsors or different brands that want to be involved in the box?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we kind of just look at everything case by case basis, but we're definitely always like trying to see, you know, anyone that thinks that they can add value to the box or or anything like that, you know, definitely expect, or if, you know, if you're interested in your own custom box, you know, we can start the process for that. Sure. For sure.
Okay. Yeah. So any content creators with an engaged following, they can come reach out to you and create their own custom boxes, which I thought was a super cool idea.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Own custom boxes. We're working on like some smaller, like, you know, like a hair kit to get ready in the morning. So while we're focused like in the gaming and the esports, we are now kind of venturing into just like other
different types industries.
Of content creators. They have the same type of offering where they can put brand partners they already work with into like their box. So
Yeah, that's a great idea. So you guys have some cool stuff coming up. And any new, I mean, if you can say, but any new brand partners you're bringing on that you're excited about, or any new celebrities or influencers or anything?
I mean, you know, so we're starting to work with a Viral Nation. I'm not sure if you know who they are, but they represent thousands of different content creators, and they're starting kind of like a ventures where they're trying to really build brands for a variety of higher level individual creators. So don't have anything that's specifically done yet, but we're working on, you know, a bunch of projects with them for the new year, just to, you know, even if it's going to be like one to two products, just a test, but that's super exciting for us going forward to be able to have that consistency of a Viral Nation level type customer like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Risky Kibbles, for the follow. Awesome name. So Evan, for our listeners, what kind of value, because you're in a everyone I've interviewed so far had such a different background. What is any advice you have, you know, whether it's your business, your branding, you know, anything that you've learned that is unique to you in your industry that you would like to share with followers and listeners?
I would say, you know, talk to people and try to connect with as many people as you can. That's, you know, something I learned in sales, and then also just learned in, you know, starting this, you know, not really having an idea of, you know, what to do or who to call first, you know, just really trying to look and pay attention to, you know, who's doing things in the space and who I think would be, you know, make sense to work with us. So just be consistent and, you know, they're 100%, you know, if you're somebody that's thinking like, I want to start something in esports and you're not sure, like, you know, some days I'm still not sure. I'm sure you feel like the same way, you know, you have an end goal and you know, you're just trying to, you know, keep that going, but you know, just kind of take things as they come and be able to pivot.
Yeah. Yeah. Now's the time to do it because, you know, what, 2016, 17 ish, it was hot, right? Esports was all over. So much money was coming in. Now it's kind of the bubbles popped. And so it's, even though it's hard, it's a lot more opportunity now because it's the people that are really in it for the long haul are going to be involved, you know? And so now's, I think, the best time to get into it.
Absolutely. It's really cool to watch it grow. You know, I think the high school level is in the middle school level. Like that's really where it's going to be because eventually it's going to be really structured, you know, sports, regular professional sports, you know, what wasn't a business. Now it's a business. Eventually esports is going to figure it out and become that. It's just, you know, creating the sustainability and creating like the opportunities for, I think, for like the professional players to have more than a few year career. And then, you know, kind of what I do after that, you know, is where I think the disconnect is, but yeah.
So with the boxes, then can venues also create their own box? So like, let's say someone like South Suburban or like Localhost, if they wanted to host a tournament, could they, you know, they have their branding, could they create their own box to whether give away or sell or promote with?
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked to venues that want to create like a birthday box, you know, where if they have a like a birthday party type thing, that's going to be a box that they give away for the birthday. And then we've talked to like award shows where it's going to be an awards box. So any type of venue, you know, we can always take the regular gamer box that you see with that gamer box design and, you know, fill that with our products and such. If that you want that to be like a test run, you know, the first type of box just to see, and then move into, okay, now the full box is like your design. All the items within the box are also your design and your color scheme and everything as well.
Exactly. See, South Suburban, they could do a showcase boxes where they do these events at least twice a year. And they can put in their, not only their branding, but almost like custom items, right? That they can, they can put in. Yeah. So that'd be great. I never thought about a venue doing their own boxes. And then can you make them different sizes? So you can have like a first, second, third place with different items in them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We can do different sizes. You know, depending on like the custom ability, you know, there could be like a small minimum order quantity. But a lot of the times we can do like a one-off box. Again, we want you to make sure like it's like the perfect one, you know, so we like to do a sample, show it, have you touch and feel it and everything and all the items, and then move to like, okay, here, this is going to be the final product. A lot of the times people want to get more than one because, again, like you said, they have a first, second, or third, or they even sometimes just want to give one to like all 20 people participating in a tournament as, you know, thanks for participating, you know, type of thing.
And you guys handle everything, right? So as a creator or a venue or anyone that wants to create a box, they just basically approve the designs or give you the designs, design it, and you guys manufacture everything and handle the shipping and the website, or how does it work for?
Yeah. We'll either do all the designs, do the mock-ups of the products, you know, show you what it's going to look like. We work with tons of different suppliers and manufacturers where, like, for example, for the stuff for the schools, that's through a company based in North Carolina, but they also have warehouses like in California, Texas, New York, that do different things. So it's like, you know, the bobbleheads come from one, all the shirts come from a different one, and there's some stuff that we'll do on demand, like for the schools. A lot of that stuff can be on demand because we don't want just one base shirt. You know, we want a red and a blue and a white shirt or a national champion shirt. So all kinds of different options. Yeah, everything is through us. Once we decide on, hey, this is going to be the box, we can either ship everything directly like to your facility, or we can ship it to our facility and handle like the fulfillment if it's going to be something that's not like a one-time event thing, if it's going to be something that you're trying to consistently like do giveaways or sell mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Wow. That's really, that's very easy for the content creators to get involved. So I'm assuming you've met Shibata Mitch and Tactical Grandma, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit how they are. Cause I think, Shibata Mitch is super cool, but I just don't know, like, you know, I've never met him.
I mean, the energy is real. He, mm-hmm. The first time, we met him was at his tournament. So he's, you know, already in a mood where he's trying to, you know, get the energy up. So, you know, we got to see him, you know, performing and hosting, you know, for six straight hours. You know, mm-hmm. it's real. Like, you know, he can go six straight hours. Like, I swear he didn't even take a bathroom break. but then, you know, he's able to turn around and, you know, calm down and say, okay, you know, like, so this is what I like about the box. And like, you know, be very you know, personable. And, you know, he's very mm-hmm. creative as well. And, you know, he has a whole different fan base compared to Tactical Grandma. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a chance to meet Tactical Grandma at a gaming convention, and mm-hmm. She's managed, you know, by her husband, Sean, who's also awesome. It's just like, they're super young at heart. Been gamers, you know, she says, you know, for 70 years, and wow. Their son-in-law, actually, we got a chance like to meet more of their family. Their son-in-law has actually done a ton of the different designs for her personal magazine that comes in the box as well. So
that's yeah. right. I forgot you guys have a magazine, and is that, so that comes with the box, or for a while that was separate, right?
Yeah. So at first we wanted something just to kind of showcase all the brands that were in there. And then, you know, everyone that we, you know, you guys are in the magazine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Actually, I have the magazine right here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Tactical Grandma on the first edition. And, you know, we wanted it originally for the regular gamer box, just to showcase all the brands and all the different companies and startups that we've kind of, you know, met through the first year, and then mm-hmm. have another volume. And then as we started to do it, there we go. The creators.
Yeah.
This
magazine was cool. Like, it's, I think you guys should keep this up, because this is, what is this? Like a bunch of, I know it's the brands you're partnered with, and it's also like news on the industry and info about it.
Yeah, news on the industry, you know, startup companies, startup like venues, different products that are, you know, coming out with either like, you know, new flavors, or like in Gamer Advantage's case, like there are different types of style glasses for the year. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just full of like discount codes as well for mm-hmm. for the buyer. So, you know, you're going to be able to try Drink on the Sly when you get the box. And then if you really like it, you know, scan the discount code and order a 4-pack or a 12-pack of the flavor that you liked. Yeah.
Which, shout out to Drink on the Slide. Those guys are awesome. Sure. I love their drinks. I can't drink energy drinks anymore. Otherwise I'll be up till 3 AM with anxiety, but, yes. they're awesome. They taste good. They keep me focused, but then I can go to sleep after I'm done gaming.
Yes.
And they've been a huge proponent of the esports industry. So, and a lot of the brands you work with, but yeah, the magazine was super cool. I thought that was a really good idea. Cause I still like physical stuff, you know, I still like to look through, and, my Game Informer now is all digital. So it's nice to have a physical magazine.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's still nice to have, you know, that's something else that we're looking at trying to do for events too, is to have like a magazine of the event for, all the table sponsors and, you know, what the event's about. So something physical to like,
it would kind of be a good like newsletter. Like you could put different, like events coming up on it, and different like venues, like South Suburban's showcase, you know, put them in here and send them out. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So, where were we? So we were on the, talking about Tactical Grandma. So you get to meet these people, and then you create the boxes for them. I guess from there, so you have a few events coming up. What do you, I guess, I don't know, where do you want to see, what is your end goal, I guess, or where do you want to see 99 overall in the future?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're really trying to grow and to just be a respectable, you know, on one side, a respectable brand, for, mm-hmm. you know, custom quality promotional items, like that side of things, where we're working with the creators and the events. But then on the other side, you know, we really want to be the driving force behind, you know, helping the high school and middle school esports scene grow in Pittsburgh and in Pennsylvania. Eventually seeing, you know, that gets sanctioned in the state of PA, you know, which would give the clubs more opportunities for funding. And, you know, in the coming year, looking to, you know, expand by hiring like interns of the different colleges and high schools that we work with to do, you know, design, different promotion, working different events, learning like the logistics and the shipping and fulfillment side of the business and stuff like that. Sorry, I know I'm giving a long answer. We want to do a ton of stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Hopefully you can help me. Maybe we got to get Tactical and Shibata on here.
Yeah,
I'm trying to bring on some more content creators too. I mean, I have a list already of people that I have coming on, but I'd like to keep expanding that. So you'll have to put in a good word for me.
I can definitely do that. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, you've given us an awesome look into kind of your business, how you got it started, your background. Obviously, we're all gamers, right? What are your top three games that you've ever played? What do you rank your top three games at?
Top three ever? Mm-hmm. Wow. That's tough. So
it's a hard ask.
I would say I got to have Rocket League somewhere in there. It's just always a go-to.
Classic.
Yeah, just an easy, always a go-to. I'm a sports video game player, so I bounce around. I grew up playing NHL a lot. Big Penguins fan. Funny enough, never really actually played hockey. It's like one of the sports I didn't play, but loved the video game. Maybe because I was like, I wish I could do this stuff that I do in the video game. Just can't do it out on the ice or anything. And then, you know, I don't know. The third would be a toss up. The third would definitely be a toss up. Yeah. I like, you know, all the old games. I'm a big Slugfest player. Don't know if anyone's ever beat me in Slugfest. Mario Baseball, any of those are super sluggers. But yeah.
That's awesome, man. So again, once for everyone listening, they can reach out to you. They can find all of you on all your socials at 99 overall. All the events you guys got coming up, any new products or boxes that you have, follow them. I'm assuming you guys will update everyone as stuff comes up. And then for anyone that wants to create a box, do they reach out to you socials or email you?
Yeah, email me, evan@99ovr.gg, or LinkedIn is probably the best place to reach me. If you just connect with me or send me a message, you know, you know, as long as it's a straightforward message and doesn't look like a variety of the different messages you get on LinkedIn. But yeah, definitely the best place to reach me. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll have you back on in the future, kind of get a follow up, see how everything's going for the new year, 2024. Other than that though, if there's anything else you had that you wanted to say before we wrap it up, any final thoughts?
No, I really appreciate the conversation, the opportunity to talk, you know, esports and 99, and appreciate the support of the Gamer Box and the merchandise. We'll have to get you some more. We have some new stuff that we're working on, so we'll have to get some more out to you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's great. I even have the water bottle. I'm all swagged out in your guys' stuff. But yeah, so thank you so much, Evan. You can stay on after I go off. But for everyone listening, thank you. Reach out to any of us if you have any questions or if you need any networking or anything at all. Just feel free to reach out to us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.